Hi, we're here at the Unite conference and we're still talking to developers that are targeting Windows Phone and Windows. And in this case, we run into Luke. Luke, why don't you tell us about where you work?
Hey there, I work at Frima Studio. I'm the CTO at Frima Studio. We're a 350 people company based in Quebec City. So that's the frozen part of North America up there. And basically, we our biggest division is game development. So we do game for others, but we also do our own IPs. And I think that's what we're going to talk about.
Yep, so you have a new game on Windows Phone.
We do.
So why don't you show us the game?
All right, so this is our latest non-attack game. It's part of a series. We've done three games now. It's very popular on mobile, on many platforms, and this one is showing on the Windows 8 phone. So basically, Non-Attack Yuki is kind of a prequel. It's showing where those how those nuns started and why they became part of a group that fights evil. So basically, Non-Attack is a bunch of nuns that are fighting evil with guns and weapons. So we think it's a good theme, and it was working out. So basically, in this game, it's a swipe mechanic, very easy. So you're Yuki, the Sister of Silence, or also known as the Ninja Nun. She knows nun jutsu, supposedly. So basically, you just swipe around and make sure that you don't face any of the enemies. Very easy mechanic. And the final blow here. So she's trying to save her village. And then as you go through the 90 levels, you can actually rebuild the village. So let's go with the second level now. All right, so of course, if I go like this, it's a bad idea. So I'll go around. And then she's gonna grab everywhere. So it's a small iteration on our nuns. We want to do more prequel like this for every of the nuns in Non-Attack. So you can learn about their past. There you go. So easy mechanic and easy to play on phones and tablets. So that's what it is.
So that's great. So tell us, the game was Non-Attack is a very famous series in other platforms.
It
so
is.
You were coming from a different platform.
Exactly, iOS, Android initially. And now we decided to port it on the Windows platform. And
how hard was it?
Well, it was very easy. Actually, our developers initially did an estimate, and it took 2 to 3 times less than their estimate, which is not what we're usually used to. Normally it's the other way around,
yep.
Where it takes 2 to 3 times more than the estimate. So it took about 2 to 3 weeks for actually one person to port it. And for us, it was the first time we ported a game in Unity from iOS Android to Windows 8. We've done other games with Windows 8, but not with Unity. It was very, very straightforward. We didn't have a lot of issues. So.
Yep. And what got you interested in moving to Windows or That's Windows Phone?
Good question. Actually, we saw that you guys had an offer for developers to kickstart the move to Windows 8, and we looked at it, gave us devices and even funding to port the game, and for us it turned out to be cost neutral at the end, so it was very interesting and got us also Microsoft did advertisement for the game, which
yep.
which helped as well.
So. Yep. So the offer, just for those who are watching, the offer is our wpdevcenteroffers.com, and what we did give you there is free devices, free licenses of Windows, and some of the things that you're going to need in order to develop the game. And then, as you said, level 2 gives you like 1 million ad impressions
yep.
and more devices. And so there's different levels and you get considered for promotions and everything else. How long have you been on the store?
I think it's been a couple of weeks that we've been on the store. And so
have you been promoted yet?
Yeah, it has been promoted. So we had advertisement. I don't have the latest numbers yet, but it's very nice to be able to be promoted. In markets like this, you need that to
yep.
get on top. So,
so good. So, congratulations on bringing the game.
Thank
I
you very
really
much.
Enjoyed playing it so far.
Great.
So, and hope to see you more games.
Yeah, maybe we'll put more on the platform. So.
Okay. Thank you very much, Luke. Yep.